just wanted to give you a quick update. I think most of you have seen the release, but we're very pleased. I mean, I can't say how pleased we are as an organization with the response that we've gotten from our fans. You know, in a two-day period to purchase over 185,000 shares of stock is just a tremendous response, and we're just so thankful and appreciative of our fans. Obviously, I think they're excited about supporting the Packers. They want to ensure that we continue to have success and want us to have success long-term as an organization. I think it also, to me, shows excitement about the improvements to Lambeau Field. We often have said, you know, Lambeau Field is one of the best assets that the Packers organization has, and to be able to enhance that and ensure that that continues to not only be a great facility, but to provide even a better home field advantage and to help our team, I think resonated well with our fans. And I know we talked a couple days ago about our expectations for the sale. You know, we really tried to be realistic and budget conservatively, but you know, we're very pleased. And you know, I guess we weren't really sure. You know, in 1997, we sold 120,000 shares, and so we were kind of pegging to hopefully get around that. And you know, as we mentioned, I think this is the first time ever that we've done a stock sale with the ability to sell online over the internet. I think we've seen the impact of that. It's been very very positive and very very encouraging. And you know, one thing I would say about our fans, I am never surprised at how they respond and how they support the team. I'm continually amazed at what they're able to do, the way they support the team, and I think what we've seen over the last 2 days is a great example of that. So with that, I will open it up for any questions that anybody has. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're good question. We're at 250,000 is the allotment. You know, I think at this point we're just going to wait and see how it plays out. But you know, we're obviously very pleased that we're as close to that goal as we are now, or close to that number as we are now. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, it's a lot easier to sell nationally through the internet and online. And we've gotten, I think, every single people, residents of every single state, as well as three territories have purchased shares of stock. Wisconsin has continues to lead the way, as it has in the past. But we'll give you more of those details a little bit further when we can break those down in more detail for you. But I think in the past we've had a higher percentage of sales from Wisconsin than we do now, although it still certainly is the leading state in terms of sales. No. I mean, you know, the first ones were so different, and the one in 97 obviously was, you know, 120,000. I think that was roughly a 3.5-4 month sales window. Yeah. 17 weeks. Yeah. 17 weeks. Yeah.
Can you talk of any other reason why the sale is so strong?
Well, defending Super Bowl champions and a 12-0 record helps. So. I think that I think, you know, the popularity of the NFL, you know, looking back, certainly You know, in the early sales, the NFL was not nearly what it is now. And even since 97, I think the popularity of the league has grown. You know, and I think, you know, obviously the not only the popularity of the Packers, but the loyalty of our fan base. I think a lot of, you know, I've said this Tuesday, one of our biggest advantages as an organization is the tremendous bond that our fans have with the team, and a lot of that is explained by our ownership structure. And I think a lot of our sales are coming from shareholders who are now buying shares for their sons and daughters and grandsons and granddaughters. So I think, you know, that's what I'm excited about. As I look to the future, we're adding now, you know, 185,000 plus additional shareholders are going to have that strong bond with the organization that I think will benefit us for years to come.
You mentioned earlier this week that anything you get from this is obviously money you don't have to borrow for this project.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the ripple effect that that's going to have on future projects? Because obviously whatever borrowing authority you had that you could do for this can move on to other things.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good point, Rich. I think, you're right. I mean, every dollar raised here is money that we don't have to borrow, and it gives us a lot of flexibility as an organization. And but right now, obviously, the priority is, you know, let's get this Lambeau Field project moving and completed.
Have you guys reached out to the NFL yet when it comes to opening up more? Do they have a say in opening it up past the initial offering of $250,000?
No, we have not yet at this point. Yeah.
What, I mean, there are only 70,000 shares left, so at what point do you decide? Do you want to have a break in the sale, or do you want it to be continuous if you decide to expand it?
Yeah, you know, those are things I think, you know, at the appropriate time we'll look at.
Which will be pretty soon, presumably.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll see. You know, the sales have been brisk, but you know how will this continue on over the next few days and weeks? We'll have to monitor.
Sounds like we'll be keeping the post office busy and getting all these
in. It's a full employment act for postal workers in Green Bay.
Were you caught by surprise by the amount of shares that were sold so quickly?
You know, as I said before, I'm never surprised by the passion and the loyalty of our fans. You know, I think we all hoped that we would do better than what we were budgeting. But, you know, you never want to set your expectations too high. You know, this has been a very pleasant result. I think everybody in the organization is just ecstatic about the way this has gone.
Is there a limit to how much success you can absorb in 1 year?
Well, you've been around the NFL long enough. Things can turn quickly, so you got to enjoy it while you can. And you ask, you know, what do you think the reasons are? You know, I think the timing was very good. You know, as I said, you know, coming off a Super Bowl win, and although in '96, when we sold in '97, we were the defending Super Bowl champions as well, and having a very strong season. But you know, I think the success of the team this year helps, as we did in 1997. I think, you know, the timing within the calendar year, just in time for the holidays, I think benefits us as well.